Thank you, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The New World screwworm is on the radar of U.S. agricultural officials as well as livestock producers across the country. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau, says the screwworm is a particularly nasty pest.
This thing is endemic to Central and South America. Adult screwworm flies lay eggs on a wound of a warm-blooded animal. Now, when that larva hatches, it then eats the flesh and burrows into the wound, and this can cause infections and even death. Screwworms haven't really been a problem in the U.S. because they were effectively eradicated in the 60s using what's called a sterile fly technique.
Sterile flies are grown, then released into the wild, which slows down the breeding process. Nelson says the technique has worked until the New World screwworm began spreading last year in Panama and Costa Rica, then moved into Mexico.
They kind of then kept moving north, and since this pest was eradicated back in the 60s in the U.S., there's only one facility left to produce those sterile flies, and that's located in Panama. There's no longer enough flies to keep this thing at bay from moving closer to the U.S. And this has led USDA to shut down the ports of entry to cattle, bison, and horses entering the U.S. from Mexico for the second time.
Previous outbreaks took years and millions of dollars to eradicate. Nelson says that's why we need to deal with this before it gets into U.S. livestock.
It's really, really important that we start taking steps now to mitigate any damage that could happen. This is something that we need to take very seriously, and we got to get a new fly production facility moving and underway.
Again, Barrett Nelson with the American Farm Bureau. Here's National Cattlemen's Beef Association's CEO, Colin Woodall.
Unfortunately, we just found bureaucratic hurdle after hurdle thrown in our way by the Mexican government to a point where the planes carrying the sterile males in many cases could not land. So unfortunately, our one best place to stop this has now been breached by the flies, and they are moving northward. And that is why the secretary took the action. She needed to send a very clear signal to the Mexican government that they have not done enough and that they need to step up their game in order to protect themselves and especially to protect us here in the United States. The biggest thing is just making sure that the secretary, the team at USDA, the team at the White House understand what a significant threat this is. This is an animal health issue, of course, because these are parasitic flies whose larvae do exactly what their namesake says. They screw into the flesh, and if not treated, can kill cattle within 4 to 7 days. And it's not just a pest that impacts cattle. It's any warm-blooded animal. We have found them in hawks in Mexico. It can impact dogs. It can even get into people. So this is a significant health risk that we want to address. But it's also important that both the secretary and the White House understand, and they do understand this, that this is an economic impact. And it's very interesting to watch this play out. In some cases, because of the border close, we are seeing cattle prices go up for domestic producers. But we also have to realize that when you look at the way our industry is structured, this is not anything new. This is something we've been doing for years. In a lot of cases, we rely on feeder cattle coming into the United States from Mexico. And the fact that those can't come across right now is having an impact on many of our, a negative impact on many of our feeder members. And then there's also the question of what could it potentially do to packing capacity? We're already at some of the most historically low cattle numbers we have seen in decades. You couple that with the lack of imported feeders, and if we find ourselves in a situation where a packing plant has to either slow down or possibly shut down, that will send a ripple effect through this entire industry, regardless if you're in a state that is under threat from the screwworms. It will hit all of us. And so we need to factor all of that into this discussion, and that's how NCBA is engaged, to explain the animal health component, but also to explain the economic impact component. And we've been very pleased at how the White House and Secretary Rollins have taken that and been able to use that in their response.
Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is Inside Agriculture, taking one last break.